Father, we give you the praise. In this month of December, we are in charge in health and in wholeness. I'm sure we have declared the month before. I thought it was declared on Wednesday. Right? It's our month where we take charge in health, liberty, and wholeness. We want to step out of the year 2025 whole. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. The Bible said, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. I'm speaking very quickly on God's provision for the health and healing of his people. The provision of God for the health and the healing of his people. I want us to run through some scriptures, because the whole of the Bible is saturated with God's healing provision for his people. Scripture number one, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 39. See now that I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill for anyone who wants death, and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. From this passage, A.A. Allen preached a brutal message many years ago, titled, "The Lord Killeth and Maketh Alive." I make alive. I can wound those that need to be wounded, but I can heal. Fortunately, our emphasis today is on the healing. When it is time for the wounding, we'll talk about the same scripture. But he is a healing God. Second scripture, 2 Kings chapter 20. If you read from verse 1 to verse 6, you saw the case of Hezekiah. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, thus saith the Lord, set your house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech you, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass, afore or before Isaiah was gone out into the middle of the court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Behold, I will heal you. And on the third day, thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. I will heal you. And I will add unto your days 15 years. And I will deliver you and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for my own sake, and for my servant David's sake. If you look at verse 7, God is saying, I am adding 15 years. I will not only heal you, I will add 15 years to your life. And Isaiah took a lump of fig, and they took it and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. Despite that, he still went forward. Look at verse 8. And he said to Isaiah, and Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, what shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into the house of the Lord on the third day? See what Isaiah said. Isaiah said, "This sign shall you have of the Lord, that the Lord will do this thing that he has spoken. Should the shadow of the sun go forward by 10 degrees, or should he go backward 10 degrees?" Hezekiah answered, he said, "It is a normal thing for the sun to go forward. Yes, but if the shadow will return backward 10 degrees, then I know it is a sign." And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow of the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Does anybody understand the meaning of that? That a man's healing made God to reverse the sun. To confirm you are healed, let the sun go back by 10 degrees. 10 degrees? What is 10 degrees? 10 over 360 times 60. It will tell you the number of minutes by which it reversed. Hallelujah. Am I speaking to anybody here at all? It went back. It reversed. If God can make the sun to reverse to confirm that you are healed, what will God not do to confirm your healing? Lift your voice and say, "Father, today I receive my deliverance." Are you ready for this study today? The scriptures plenty. Should I go on? We are just starting. 2 Chronicles 7:14. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." Psalm 6 verse 2 and verse 4. Psalm 6, "Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed." Verse 4, "Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me, for thy mercy's sake." So mercy is responsible for healing. Isaiah 57:15-19. Isaiah 57:15-19. "For thus saith the high and the lofty one that inhabited eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." Verse 18 and 19. He said, "I have seen his ways. I will heal him. I will lead him also and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners." This is somebody's word. "I create the fruit of the lips. Peace, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, said the Lord, and I will heal him." Somebody say, "I receive my healing." Jeremiah 3:22. "Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings." Jeremiah 17:14. "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise." All that these scriptures are planning to establish is that God is the healing God. Jeremiah 30:17. "For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds." Hallelujah. "I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds." Anyone who is in any wounded situation, you see what he said? "Because they called you an outcast." Because they called you an outcast, saying, "This is Zion, whom no one is seeking after. I will heal you." Receive that healing in the name of Jesus. Hosea 6:1-3. You need to be fast. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up. And we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow unto know the Lord. Is going forth is prepared as the morning. And it shall come unto us as the rain. As the latter rain and former rain unto the earth. He will heal us. Hosea chapter 14 verse 4. I will heal their backsliding. And I will love them freely. For my anger is turned away from him. Somebody who is going to experience the free love of God, say aloud, amen. Amen. Matthew 8, 5 to 7. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. Somebody say after me, say, I serve the God who is a healing God. Matthew chapter 10 verse 1 and in verse 8. Matthew 10, 1 and 8. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave unto them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of diseases. So he is not only the one who heals, he empowers us to heal. He said, heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely you have received and freely give. Before I finish reading through these passages, somebody's affliction will completely disappear. Even something you have accepted as normal, a situation you are okay with, but it's not a good situation, it shall disappear. Emotional sicknesses, rejection shall disappear. Financial sicknesses, it shall disappear. Career and destiny sicknesses, they shall disappear. Shout the loudest amen. That was Matthew 10, 1 and 8. Mark 3, 14 and 15. He said, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach. Keep going. And to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. Somebody say a loud amen. Now, Genesis chapter 20 verse 17. Abimelech tried to touch the wife of Abraham and God smote them. So Abraham prayed unto God and God healed Abimelech. Somebody say he's a healing God. Healed Abimelech and his wife. And his maidservants and they bare children. Abraham prayed and God healed them. They became sick, they were barren. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 22. The waters that were producing death. So the waters were healed. Unto this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spake, waters were not. He took salt, poured into the water, and the waters were healed. 2 Chronicles 30, 18 to 20. 2 Chronicles 30, 18 to 20. King Hezekiah prayed for the people and they were healed. He said, for the multitude of the people, even many of Ephraim and of Manasseh, Issachar, Zebulun, they had not cleansed themselves, but they ate the Passover, otherwise than it was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them. That thing was to attract destruction to them, saying, the good Lord pardon everyone that prepared his heart to see God, the Lord God of his fathers, though he be not cleansed according to the purification of the sanctuary. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. God is hearing the prayer of a king and healing his people. Today, I declare your deliverance. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. If there's anybody sleeping there, you just shake them, say you need this message for your healing. To be healed from sleep during service. Hallelujah. Somebody say aloud, amen. Psalm 30 verse 2 to 3. Psalm 30 verse 2 to 3. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go in, down into the pit. Somebody who believes you shall not die before your time, shout the loudest, amen. You believe you saw 2025 and you will see 2026, shout the loudest, amen. Read that passage again. He said, O Lord, thou, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. You have kept me alive that I should not go down to the pit. Psalm 107 verse 17. It's a fool because of their transgression and because of their iniquities are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Somebody is being delivered. Say aloud, amen. Isaiah 53 verse 4 to 5. Isaiah 53 verse 4 all the way to verse 5. Isaiah 53. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes. Anybody who is healed, shout, I am healed. Say it louder, say, I am healed. Loud must say, I am healed. Amen. Ezekiel 47 verse 1. Ezekiel 47 verse 1. Then I'll read verse 8 to 9. Afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house. And behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east. And the waters came down from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar, verse 8 and 9. Then said he unto me, these waters issue toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the river shall come, they shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither, for they shall be healed, and everything shall live where the river comes. Healing rivers are flowing from this altar today. If you want to receive your healing, say, I receive, Lord. Say it loudest, I receive, Lord. Say it loud, but say, I receive, Lord. At the top of your voice, say, I receive, Lord. Like you mean it, say, I receive, Lord. Say, the healing that belongs to me today, I receive in the name of Jesus. Louder, say, the healing that belongs to me today, I receive in Jesus' precious name. Let's wrap up quickly. Matthew chapter 4 verse 24. Matthew 4 24. Matthew 4 24. And his fame went throughout all Syria. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. He healed all of them. Matthew 8:13. He healed them. Matthew 8:13. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. And as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the self same hour. Finally, okay, on this side, Matthew chapter 8, verse 16 to 17. Matthew 8, 16 to 17. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Somebody say, I am healed. Louder say, I am healed. Say, I am well. Shout it louder, say, I am well. Louder say, everything around me is functioning well. Everything around me is functioning accurately. Everything around me is functioning according as they should function. In the name of Jesus. Now, he did not just heal. He didn't just heal you. He healed you. Somebody say healeth. Oh, it's a present continuous. The healing is a process. Now let's look at four scriptures there. Psalm 103 verse 1 to 3. Psalm 103 verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth? Present continuous. Is this how it reads? Please, I'd like you to answer me. Who healed some of your diseases? Who healed? Healed. Is that what he said? Healed means he did it before. It may not happen again. It's just once. He healed some of your diseases. Is that what he said? What is he saying? Somebody say, he healed me. He healed me. He is healing me. He will heal me. I was healed. I is healed. I will be healed. Hey! Somebody say, I was healed. I am healed. I is healed. I will be healed. Psalm 147 and verse 1 to 3. Let us see the healing process again. Psalm 147 verse 1 to verse 3. Mashakola baradaga yada hasalari shteya. Lekorata sene galayadana. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is comely. The Lord God built up Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcasts of Israel. He healed. This is not just physical sickness now. Broken hearted, betrayed people, jilted people. Lied against, people they lied against. Abused people. He healed the broken in heart and binded up their wounds. Somebody who is in this category, receive your healing in the name of Jesus. He healed. He healed. Exodus 15:26. Exodus 15:26. And he said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, my God heals me. Now, this is not a fresh numbering. It continues with the other numbering. And then, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 26. Isaiah 30, verse 26. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days. In the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of their wound. Somebody say, healeth. Today, I serve eviction notice to every affliction in your body, whether it is of the eyes, of the ears, in the blood, cancerous affliction, inherited affliction, whatever you inherited from your mother, your father, your family members. I stand here to serve notice to every affliction, every torment, every infirmity. Today is their eviction notice. Today is their expiry date. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. You shall fulfill your days. Live, fulfill your days. In the name of Jesus. Very, very quickly. Before I have, what I have given you today is half of the scriptures I came here. There's half of it. It's half of it. But I saw that many people are very awake. So let me receive the balance till another time. Yes, that's right. But let me show you four bases of our healing. Why do we expect of our health and wholeness? Why do we expect to be whole? And when I say health and wholeness, you could be healthy in body, but sick in mind. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Or sick in your emotion. You are just like an emotional mess. Afraid of everything. Inferior to everybody. Low self-worth, inferiority complex. Or you could be financially sick. And the financial sickness affects physical sickness. Money worries. But there are four bases of our healing. Number one, man was created in the image and likeness of a sickless God. Sickless. The blood of God cannot have hepatitis, can't have HIV, can't have blood sugar if he has physical blood, even though Jesus was born and he was a man. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 to 28, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created him, male and female created him there. We were created in the image of a God that cannot be mad, that cannot be depressed, that cannot suffer manic depressive illness, no bipolar disorder. Number two, Jesus took the infirmities and afflictions of mankind on the cross of Calvary. He took it. We read earlier on Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4 to verse 5. Isaiah 53, surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We are healed. Now, look at what 1 Peter 2:24. This one says we are healed. Peter said we are healed. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. If I are healed and I were healed, then I is healed. Did you hear what I said? By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. If I are healed and I were healed, then I is healed. It may not make grammatical sense. Jesus took and papoyeted, but said, if I'm carrying this on my head, whatever it is called, and somebody came and took it, you don't have it. What is taken? And since he took it on the cross of Calvary, we have not heard once that it was returned, or it had been replaced. He took. You don't have it. What do you have? The symptom that the devil wants to impose on you. The one that is yours, Jesus carried. The one you are feeling is the one the devil wants to force on you. Did you hear what I just said? The one that is yours, he carried. The one you are feeling is the one the devil wants to force on you. You force it back to the devil. Say after me, say, Satan, you have no place in my life and in my body. In the name of Jesus. Number three, what is the basis of our healing? We are members of the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27. He said, we are the body. Now, you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Every department of a lion is a lion. Every department of a lion is a lion. Every angle of an elephant is big. If he is my head and I am his body. He preached for 72 hours. He didn't break down. Maybe he's the one who supplied us some little energy. Did you see our schedule this last week? That has continued till today. And continuing till this week. Until next week. Until January. Where will it stop, self? I will show you the schedule just now. But he never broke down. Disciples never surrendered themselves. Oh God, what happened? We are members of his body. And if you are the member of his body, and you carry his body, then your days of breakdown today, wake up tomorrow, those days are over forever. Yes. Finally, number four. The Holy Spirit indwelling the saints saturate our bodies with the life of God. The Holy Spirit that indwells the saints saturates our bodies with the life of God. Romans chapter 8 and in verse 13. Romans chapter 8 and in verse 13. He said, for if, verse 11, start from verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body. The word mortal is perishable body. The word quicken is animate, vivify, liven up, saturate with life. It releases life. For as long as you carry the spirit, it's a continuous supply of life. And that life swallows up the death that the devil wants to to live in you. Today, I decree a new release of life. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive my new release, my new lease of life in the name of Jesus. Say, Father, by the power of the Spirit within me, I ask that death and disease be swallowed up now. So shall it be. By these four avenues, we have basis for health. What connects us with our health is called the Word of God, among other things. That's why we said He sent His Word. Psalm 107, verse 20, is our connector. He sent His Word. The same way I'm speaking right now. He sent His Word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. That word coming is bringing you healing. Proverbs 4, verse 20. Proverbs 4. My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear unto my sayings. For what? Move on. It goes without saying. Let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. When you find the word, you find health. These scriptures on healing that I just mentioned, just ramsackle, just run through them. Let it crash that blood pressure. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Just run through them. Eat the word. Healing word. Deliverance word. Liberation word. And it is a new day. Anybody who believes today, any cargo in your body that does not belong to your body shall be dropped here. Shout the loudest, amen. You believe every cargo in your life that does not belong to your life shall be dropped here. Shout the loudest, amen. You believe everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life shall be dropped here. Shout the loudest, amen. Will you stand up on your feet to the loudest shout of amen? The loudmost shout of amen. The loudmost shout of amen. The loudmost shout of amen. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are at this moment. I'm going to pray very briefly on four major points. Father, you created me in your image. I cannot live otherwise. I must live in your sickless image. 2 minutes per point. I must live in your sickless image. Let's start with appreciation. Say, Father. Do we have some at the back of the mic? Say, Father. Thank you.
For your word.
To me.
Today.
I believe.
I have received.
Life-changing word. I cannot be the same. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead and speak to God. Speak to God. Be upstanding everywhere you are. Everywhere. Precious name. Now continue the praying on this point. Praying and say, Father, You created me.
You created me.
In your image.
In your image.
Somebody on the console awake? The person on the timer, are you awake? Say after me, say, Father, you created me in your image, in your likeness. You are a sickless God. Today, I reject everything in me that cannot be found in you. I reject now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. To pray the number two, lift up your hand, say, Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you for taking my infirmities and afflictions on the cross of Calvary. What you have taken, I refuse to keep. In the name of Jesus, every affliction on my life, spiritual, physical, emotional, mental, career, financial, in my life, today, I reject you. Now, go ahead, open your mouth, pray. Father Jesus, you took my infirmities, you took my affliction on the cross of Calvary. I reject every affliction. I reject every infirmity. I reject now. Jesus' precious name. Lift your, place your hand on yourself. Say, I am a member of the body of Christ. Now, in case you have not given your life to Christ yet, we'll come to you shortly. But meanwhile, say, I am a member of the body of Christ. Christ is not sick.
Christ is not
attacked. He's not oppressed.
He's not
He was not afflicted. I refuse to be under every form of affliction. I receive my wholeness now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Of Jesus.
Amen.
Finally, on this note, say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Get your hands up. Taking the next 2 minutes of prayer, say, Holy Spirit, I welcome you into my life. I receive the life saturation in my body. I ask that the life of God will swallow up every death in my system. The life of God swallows up every death in my system. The life of God swallows up every death in my system. Every disease in my system. Every affliction in my system, Lord. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and speak to God. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. The Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. I will tell us to sit down shortly. Forget not his benefits. Who forgiveth thy iniquities? Forgiveness of iniquities is before healing of diseases. Everyone that is here today, you want forgiveness for your iniquities. You want to say, Pastor, I want to be forgiven of my sins. Please, I'll let you know when to sit down, just a few minutes more. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to mark a new day for my life. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Wherever you are, place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus. Let me hear you. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Louder. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You pray that prayer everywhere you are. You meant it. Can I see your hand? Wave it. God bless you. Wave the hands. Galleries, let me see all the hands. Wave it. Wave it. All right. I'd like you to run to the front here fast. And those in all our locations, run fast to the front. Be the first to come. I'll give you the count of 10. And before the 10th count is up, you should be in the front here. Go. One. Keep coming. Run, 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 run. Two. Take your seat, people, if you can. Three. Wait a minute. The call is forward. I see a troop out there. Is it restroom or what? Please ensure you don't miss your visitation. This is not the time to go out anyhow. Ushers, please assist them to find out what it is. At the power exit there. Keep going. Three. Second call, and this call is unto everyone that wants an addiction broken, a lifestyle, something you are not happy with, something you know God is not happy with, a lifestyle. You want it broken. Smoking, drinking, Indian hemp, alcoholism, pornography, masturbation. That lifestyle you know God is unhappy with. Anywhere you are. You say, I'm tired of living like this. And I want that lifestyle broken. Quickly, you stand up on your feet. And I'll give you the count of 7, 10. And you rush forward and join us. Again, 1. 2. I need attention at the gate, the other gate there. The goodness gate. All right, go ahead. I've got my mind made up. Oh, no, what's up? No. 3. Come and let the addiction be broken. 4. You are welcome. Will you place your hand on your chest at this moment? and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. Louder, I come before you today. I surrender myself to you. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, it is my decision to follow you. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, the grace to do your will, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken. The grace to live for God released upon you. Help from above is your portion. In Jesus' precious name.